Today we're going to look at the concept of marriage in the Kabbalistic Freemasonic secret societies. And these are people who are hiding in plain sight. And I have a pretty interesting thing I found that I'll read at the end of this video. So if you're interested to understand what the 33rd degree Freemasons themselves say about marriage and the union of male and female and what it's all about, you may want to make sure to watch that. First, we'll look at some celebrity marriages here. And I'm just going to look at a few people. I don't want to spend too much time looking at photos of trannies these days, you know what I mean? But here's some of the kind of the most famous actors and celebrities we've had for a while. And their wives, who appear to be husbands, all right? Now, I guess you could question the men as well, right? They could be possible FTMs. It's a little more difficult for me to prove that and to even know it. And I'm not here to bear false witness to anybody here. But either way, they're all part of the same agenda. If you called that person there a female, you would be bearing false witness, all right? Because that wife is not a woman. And if there's any white people out there, you may have never seen a black person in real life. That's not what black women look like. That's a black man, all right? So... Now, De Niro was in a movie called Stardust where he did a bit of cross-dressing. Pretty standard operating procedure. Freemasons love to cross-dress. They love to balance the polar opposites. And De Niro directed this movie called The Good Shepherd about the CIA and the Skull and Bones and the secret societies. And Trangelina Jolie starred in that movie as well. And there's a scene where Matt Damon was cross-dressing. Afterwards, backstage, the Skull and Bones members, who also founded the CIA, they came up to him and asked him to join the Skull and Bones while he was still dressed like a woman. He had to be in that situation in order to be initiated into the Skull and Bones. All right, that's what they're telling you right there in that movie. There's a reason he was cross-dressing when he was invited to join the Skull and Bones. All right, that's what they're telling you right there. That's what it's all about. And if you're not sure, just ask The Rock. He's been married to a couple of trannies, all right? Now, is that a man or a woman? Look at the bone structure. It's hard to see the bones under those muscles. But don't overthink it, okay? Now, this pointing thing, I wonder if that could be a phallic symbol or something. I don't know. There's some Masonic meaning to these pointing gestures they do all the time. But you can see pretty clearly. The Rock himself, also another FTM suspect, hard to believe, but you know, testosterone is quite an amazing, powerful hormone that they inject into their legs, or maybe they inject it into other parts of their bodies as well. But and The Rock almost, he looks like some kind of bioengineered creation with a very feminine face. So it's either way, you can see that they're balancing the polar opposites, right? Everything's in balance, everything's in harmony according to their belief. Right, and this gets into a bigger spiritual idea that we'll see at the end of this video, but it relates to the universe, right? Balancing all the forces in the universe within themselves, and they become one with the universe. The Force is kind of like Star Wars, and you can see his daughter is actually a boy as well, right? So for them, this is their religion. All right, this is a ritual that they do. They believe they're at one with the universe, and the universe is, you know, male and female, and God is male and female. So they're both male and female also. Okay, now we got Jerry Seinfeld and his tranny wife, right? This one's pretty obvious. It's a bit more feminine, I guess, than the other ones, but it's done some facial feminization surgery. Look at that body, all right? The lean muscle mass. That's a feminized male face, all right? Lots of plastic surgery on this person. It's not a female who's gotten plastic surgery. Look at the bones, specific bones within the skull. Okay, the jaw, the brow bone. Even though the hair is kind of short, it's covering up the face a lot of the time. It's a bit of a mustache there. Got kind of that Zellweger look, right? All these celebrities start to look the same. And now it's got the Sandra Bullock look. Never mind the Bullocks. Here's Seinfeld. Seinfeld's wife has the man hands. Right, shoulder to hip ratio, hand in the pockets, lean muscle mass. All right, that's a male body. And this one is also kind of a celebrity as well. Does writes books and stuff. Gives us some one-eyed symbolism there. Holding the broccoli. What are you symbolizing there with the broccoli? And the daughter is actually a son. All right, so this is their life. This is their way of life. Runs in the family. A lot of them have tranny parents, tranny siblings, tranny children, all right, tranny spouses. Old Jews jumping. Ah, yes. There's some old Jews jumping. And there's Eddie Murphy and his tranny wife, right? Now, some of these are ex-wives or whatever. It doesn't matter, right? They marry trannies, they get divorced, and they marry a new tranny. But we're going to see, you know, what is this marriage all about? Right? Is this just a sexual thing? Are they just taking a walk on the wild side? Well, there's a mystic spiritual significance to what they're doing, right? And this could all just be for show. These people might not even really know each other, right? They might not even live together. There's the tranny children again, right? These children are, you know, given to them from the breeding program. They may or may not use their own sperm and eggs, really. We don't really know all the details of this. There's Iggy Pop with his tranny wife, right? So, I mean, it doesn't matter. Music, movies, politics, right? These male celebrities, if they're really male, they are married to tranny wives, right? We know that, at least. That's just a fact. I mean, come on. You can see it right there. Yeah, those shoulders are hazardous to your health, man. You're going to poke someone's eye out with those shoulders. And the rock star being dwarfed by the tranny wife, right? I mean, you see that everywhere. Actors, politicians, rock stars being dwarfed by the tranny wife. May the force be with you. Well, what's the force? What kind of force are they talking about? Well, Star Wars is all about balancing the force, right? George Clooney knows. Now, is this Will Smith's son or daughter? You can't really tell, can you? Right? Because the daughter is actually a boy. And the boy is dressing up like a girl anyway, right? So, I mean, you tell me, is that Will Smith's son who does some cross-dressing? Or is that his daughter who's actually a boy and also doing cross-dressing anyway, right? You can't really tell. And his wife's obviously a man. Anyway, these are just some of the, you know, just some big celebrity stars who are married to trannies, right? And again, if you think they're FTMs as well, hey, that's great. A lot of skeptics out there just looking at these obvious MTFs anyway. So X-Files, there's the hermaphrodite, the X, the two triangles, male and female, Roman numeral X, number 10, IO, the rebus, the square and the compass, the sun and the moon, the conjunction of male and female, the philosopher's stone, the hermaphrodite. All right, now we're going to do some reading. All right, so now I'm going to read you something by Manly P. Hall. And Manly P. Hall had a monthly magazine called The All-Seeing Eye. This is from 1931. So Masonry, Kabbalah, Hermetic Mysticism, Rosicrucianism, right? The Templars, the Baphomet. And I came across this one here. I don't know what this is from, actually. This is from 1924. Office copy. There's The All-Seeing Eye again with seven planetary forces. So this is called Marriage, the Mystic Rite. In Judaism, they talk about marriage, but every time they talk about marriage, they mention the original androgyne, right? So they say Adam was both male and female, and then he was divided in two. Well, that's not what the Bible says, all right? He took a piece of Adam, and then he formed it into a woman. The woman was not already inside of Adam. So if they can convince people that Adam was androgynous, then they can convince people to become androgynous again to get back to the Garden of Eden. Marriage, the Mystic Rite, lecture by Manly P. Hall. The first thing to be noted in this problem of domestic relationship is the innate love of harmony. In the eons that are gone, man came into this universe to build his consciousness, to express powers, and to evolve latent possibility into dynamic expressions. In this far-off beginning, the entire species was of a dual nature in its manifestation, a self-creating unit, a complete male-female. Complete, all right, a complete male-female. Androgynos, a complete androgyne, a complete male-female creation in one. In the ages that came later, the struggle of life, the building of bodies and vehicles became so complex, and the necessities to growth became so multiplied that it was essential to bring new forces into play. And for that reason, man, the male-female creation, sank one half of its being into oblivion, did not divide itself, but only recalled one part of its powers from the field of action. In order to build a brain, one half of the life-creating power was turned upward into the building of thought, and so man became a single individual. Today we are still a complete unit within ourselves, but one pole of our being is in latency. And notice the focus is really on a single individual, not a relationship between two people. This is not two people coming into one, this is one person becoming both male and female. While half of man's being is in latency, he has been provided with a helpmate to bring out into active expression the side of his nature that is asleep. Consequently, these two come together and for a dual purpose. They come together not only to perpetuate the race, but for the awakening of the hidden side within themselves. All right, so a man has a wife, and the purpose is for that wife to help awaken the female inside of himself. And vice versa, the woman has a husband, and the husband will help the woman understand the masculine side of herself. The question is often asked, just what are the occultists' belief on this problem of marriage? How did the ancient philosophers and teachers of old look at the civil ceremony of marriage, and does the occultist accept the law of man or of nature? The true mystic realizes that he has not only a bond to his God, but also to his brother man, who is God incarnate. What? Also to his brother man, who is God incarnate? So this is what they believe about marriage right here. The tying together of two lives is more than a mere ceremony. It is something that happens within the individual. It is the symbol of the mystic ceremony that the student should strive to attain within himself. Now they call this the chemical wedding, which is the wedding of the male and female within yourself. He should realize that all is the working of the great hand, and that his brother in the body of male or female is still his brother. This earthly marriage, right, is but a symbol of the higher marriage, the chemical wedding that will take place within our own being when the heart and mind, the husband and wife of the eternal universe, are tied together forever by the golden band of the life forces. This is the mystic rite behind the outward ritual, the esoteric meaning of the exoteric ritual of marriage that promises of a day far beyond our vision when these two within ourselves are to be united. All right, the male and female are to be united in one individual. The wife will find that her husband was within when she unites the heart with the brain. The eternal bond that cannot be broken when once made. When the soft tenderness of the heart is united with the firm strength of the mind above, we will come again into the father-mother nature of divinity. It is the alchemical marriage of the sun and moon, when as the divine father-mother, we shall bring forth children of globes and worlds. Whoa. All right, refer back to my IO video. It is the alchemical marriage of the sun and moon. This is what they're striving for. This is what the Equality Act is about. The United Nations 2030 agenda, gender equality. They're trying to create an entire new world, right? New world order is literally a new world. The marriage of the body means nothing. It means nothing. But the marriage of the spirit means all. And these who enter into worldly marriage without this interpretation of it are desecrating their privilege. It is a mystic rite, a rite of the soul, and those who enter into it in any other way have no knowledge of the greater way. Their lives are empty, and their heart knows not real love. The true seeker knows, and he no longer considers the whims and fancies of earth. He does not unite for better or for worse, but he seeks to gain the mystic message and to understand that other hidden side in his own being, right? It's all about yourself. Eat the fruit and become a god. The time shall come when the marriage of earth shall be through. There will no longer be husband and wife, but all brothers. Marriage shall be the union of life, where man shall blend all opposites in the spiritual union of the soul. And from that union shall be born a new life, the morning star, Venus, Lucifer. For when the child of that mystic marriage of the soul appears, then indeed a Christ is born, a Christ, salvific union, a Christ is born. That's their version of Christ. That's who they think Jesus is, some kind of divine androgyne, the new androgynous Adam. The more we raise our eyes to this ideal, closer shall be the day when the Immaculate Conception shall be on earth. Oh, man. Whoa. They are changing humanity into androgynes.